This is the Real Estate Pros Podcast, where we teach you actionable marketing tips and strategies to stand out from your competitors. When it comes to cutting through all that noise online and standing out amongst your competitors, there is no better medium to do that than video. Now, that's not just a hunch, that's a fact. Every digital platform from social media to the major portals are investing enormous amounts of money into their video capabilities. On social media specifically, platforms are rewarding video creators by showing their posts to more people than those who are simply just posting images or text. So the agents and agencies who are using video in their marketing are winning the game of attention online. Now, creating video is one thing, but creating video that is compelling is another thing altogether. That's why this week we're joined by Peter Mockery. Now, if you don't know who Peter is, you're in for a real treat. Peter is an actor, both on stage and on network television. He is a business coach, an auctioneer, a film director, and an acting coach at NIDA in Sydney, as well as a mentor to many of Australia's top performing agents. Not only that, Peter is the consummate gentleman and an absolute professional. And in this interview, we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly side of creating video in our real estate business, what good agents do and don't do, and why video in real estate is no longer negotiable if you want to stand out. If you're already using video in your business or you're thinking about it, this is one of those interviews that you'll want to listen to again and again. So let's jump into this week's episode and my chat with Peter Mockery. Now, for our listeners who aren't here and can't see what we're doing, we're sitting in your lounge room lovely Bellevue Hill in Sydney. So first of all, thank you for having me in your house.
You're very welcome. But
tell us a little bit about what you're up to these days and maybe your background in the film and TV industry.
Okay. I'm an actor. I started on a show called The Restless Years when I was 17, which is 40 years ago. Just gave my age away. I went to NIDA and trained at NIDA and subsequently teach there. Presenting skills and acting. As I said, I'm an actor. I'm working on Janet King for the ABC at the moment. We've just finished doing Blue Murder for the Channel 7 network, the Roger Rogerson story, which I think will probably set this world on fire. It is the best script I've ever read and the best thing I've ever done. And also just worked on the Bond miniseries, which is about Ireland Bond. John McGrath is a good friend of mine. I'm an auctioneer with McGrath. I teach a lot of people about presenting skills, especially real estate agents, because when they come to do a video, a lot of them don't realize that you order the video guys to come at 3 o'clock, and then suddenly they're turning over and they don't know what to say. So their first attempt at it is terrible. And then they come and see me and say, you know, what's going on? And then subsequently, we've done this this course called The Art of Presenting on Camera, which is 16 lectures that people download, and it gives them an insight of what they need to do about as far as writing scripts, about who they're talking to, what they need to do as far as standing still, demographics, all those sorts of things. I hope that gives you some idea of where we're at.
No, look, I've had the, as I said in the intro, I've had the chance to get to know what your very interesting background, and I'm really curious to know where the real estate industry fit into your career as an actor, as a director, as a coach in the film and TV industry. Where does real estate, where did that come about?
It's funny. Well, when I was at drama school, John McGrath was the agent that took care of the apartment I was living in, which was at Kensington in Sydney, and I was at NIDA and I was 25, 26. And Johnny and I became good friends. And he was starting the business up. He just finished with Good Hope Realty and John O'Brien, and he was starting McGrath Partners. And he said, "Mock, do you want to come on a Saturday?" And so I said, "Sure, I'll come. You know, I'd love to watch." And he was auctioning and starting it up and doing all the auctions around the northern suburbs. And I remember Scott Kennedy Green came one Saturday, and that was his first auction. So we all started out together. Yeah. And then Johnny said to me a couple of years ago, our agents need some help. So I started getting these classes together at McGrath, and we do 15 at a time. And it was just to get rid of that newness energy of, suffice to say, there was my favourite story is a guy whose name I won't mention, but did 52 takes on his name and the name of the property. And the cameraman quit. He said, "I can't do this anymore," because this guy just made him pull his hair out. So Johnny said, "Can you just take them through?" And what we do is we give them a script to learn, you know.
Okay.
There's nothing like opportunity, and right now we're offering you the opportunity of a lifetime. Welcome to 62 Bridge Street here in Mosman. This place has blah, 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 blah. And so you just go through it, and you start to understand the process of what we're making in that 90 seconds. Mm. So what I teach people is start thinking about being a director. And we talk about market reviews. We talk about high-end properties. We talk about apartments. We talk about selling blocks of land. So you don't walk onto the property blind. Mm. You know exactly what you're talking about. You know, we can go into an appraisal and we can do these things, we can do that, or I'm an auctioneer, I can sell the property. But when you get in front of a camera, it's a different thing. Your body betrays you. And especially if you've got to do multiple takes and it's got to match, you need to get a script together. And that's what my course is all about. We do a thing called a brain dump. You write down all the adjectives that describe the property. So it's a three-bedroom apartment, it's got parquet floors, it's a lot of light, it's got undercover parking for two. So you know all the things that you're going to do, the touchstone, and you're able to repeat it and also to smile. Because most people, when they get up there, they're so scared, Josh. Mm. They're terrified. It's like being in a car accident. Your heart rate raises to 160 over 90, your adrenal glands start secreting, and you are nervous and you move around. And you have to be a performer. So that's what this course is all about. It gives you the basics. It's $150. PeterMockery.com. Go and have a look.
I was going to save that for the evening. We can just finish up now.
Thanks very much. Nice to see you.
But I'm curious to know. Let's sort of take a few steps back. And before we have a look at some of the tips and that you have for people that are using video in their business, I'm really keen to know your thoughts on people that you've worked with on why should they even consider video in the first place over images or text? What is it about video in what are we, March, February 2017, that real estate agents need to be thinking about?
Okay. The lead came from America, Corcoran and Core and all these big American companies. They started doing the video in the digital age. So now, you know, we used to have a couple of photographs of the outside of the property. We'd have the living room, the kitchen and the garage. No. You really have to be in the game now. Where's the video? That's what's happened. Mm. And instead of just using iPhones, we've now got companies. And the company I work with, I am a supervising producer for a company called Main Collective. I work with a guy called James LePray. We do high-end videos. You need to be showing people that you're at the cutting edge. You're at the coalface. Photographs, old hat. We've moved to video now. Mm. And you need to be doing things with good sound, great lighting, good presenters, if you're going with the presenter model, or a great voiceover artist who really knows how to talk to people about, because what you are doing is you are selling, or people are buying, the greatest investment in their life. Mm. The greatest asset is your home. $1 million, $2 million, $500,000. You sweat buckets over this. So what real estate agents have to remember is that it's gone past photographs. Mm. It's now video of the highest caliber because people are becoming very astute. Mm. We were talking before about the movies. We're not going to the movies much anymore. We set up our own home systems. We've got huge screens and we can tell straight away whether it's shot on iPhone or it's a Red Dragon camera. Mm. You've got to get into it and be in the cutting edge.
So what I hear you saying in that case is that it's not only a functional tool, a marketing tool in terms of telling a story much better than text or images can, but it can certainly add that perception of who you are as a professional. Are you someone that will represent my home? And let's not make any mistake that people are researching their agent well before they want one or need one. So what I hear you saying there is that it certainly adds another depth of perception to their business in a big way.
Absolutely, exactly. The thing about it is that the video is not going to sell your home. It's going to get people to come and look at your home. Mm. And that's the thing now. So Sally and my wife and I are looking for an apartment around $2 million. We've done a digital interview on every single agent that we're looking to work with. Mm-hmm. We know exactly who they are, how long they've been with a particular outfit and what they are. And then we go to the videotape. We look at their profile. Do I trust this person? Do I like this person? Because as I said before, this is the major asset in my life. Mm. This is bricks and mortar, and this is where all of my money is invested in the last 35 years of a working life.
I love it. Well, there's a great saying that I heard at a conference in last year, and it was that the New York Times does not have a list of the best-selling books. Sorry, it doesn't have a list of the best books. It has a list of the best-selling books. Mm-hmm. And it's not the best content that sells, or it's not the best property that sells, or the best agent that sells, but the best promoted agent, the best promoted property that sells. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It's like an actor. They come in all shapes and sizes, but it's the one that's got the X factor. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for chemistry. And if you can't get that across on camera, you're in deep trouble. I have a lot of agents coming to me, especially right now, because we're back in now. It's kickstart and it's February and away we go. People are saying, I'm shy. I really need to improve on this. And I say, well, you've got to work on your preparation. You've got to warm your voice up. You've got to have a great script. You've got to know it. You've got to know where you want the camera set in the property. Mm. You see, what happens is you call up any of these outfits and they're all very good at what they do. And they say, what do you want? And you say, don't really know. So then they shoot something and they shoot a lot of footage and they give you 90 seconds at the end and you say, I don't like this. Change that, that, and that. So they go back and they're tearing their hair out and trying to please somebody. But the problem is with the agent. Tell them what you want. Then they'll give you what you want. If you don't know, we're shooting in the dark.
Mm. A lot of people know video is important. It's just the execution. It's how do we execute?
Absolutely.
To perfection.
And that's what the course is all about.
So tell us a little bit about some of the types of video that are being produced. We see everything from agent profiles to obviously, the promotion of a property. We've got drones being used in a big way at the moment.
Absolutely.
Things like multilingual video is now a big thing in a lot of the major metropolitan areas.
Well, we have to think about China now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Everywhere, though. Malaysia, Singapore, all these different languages. And that's what we are catering to in our business.
Yeah. Yep. So tell us a little bit about some of those different types of video that are being produced and maybe some tips on what agents need to be considering, and you alluded to a big one there about knowing exactly what you want before you go and employ an agent, but things like budget, things like equipment, or things like, storytelling. Can you elaborate on some of those
sure.
topics?
Okay, sure. The first thing, there was a guy called Nathan Briggs who rang me about a year and a bit ago. He said, I want to do a market review every month, and I want to call it 60 Seconds with Nathan. I said, sure. So he came over, and we sat in. We talked about it and I said, right, what do you want to put in it? And we wrote down a brain dump. We wrote down all the adjectives we wanted to go and said, hi, it's Nathan Briggs. And it came up 2 minutes 30, sorry. So it was 4 or 5 times longer than what it needed or it should have been. So we went through that and we timed it and we got it down to 90 seconds. And I'm very proud of Nathan. He goes out every month and he tells it in 90 seconds and he gives the salient points of what you need to talk about going on in the market, whether there's more Chinese money coming in or there's less Chinese coming now because of the restrictions in China. Very interesting articles in the Sydney Morning Herald about what people in China are allowed to do. They can bring $50,000 out, but they can't spend it on real estate anymore.
Right.
So that's going to change things around and people want to know about that. So put that into your market review. As far as higher end, yeah, drones. You need to get shots of, and that's expensive. These are, these guys are $600,000-$800,000 a day. Mm-hmm. So you've got to think about budgets. You've got to think about, you can't do iPhone. It's just poor quality. And if a person's going to be spending $500,000 or more, they don't want to see an iPhone. They want to see a Red Dragon or
Just for anyone listening, a Red Dragon is a type of camera.
Sorry, okay. I beg your pardon. It's one of the best, we use Sony CXs, whatever we can get our hands on that is top quality. Mm. We're doing a big job in Hobart in a couple of weeks' time, so we've hired a whole new set of stuff to use for that. Mm-hmm. So you've got your high-end videos. You can't use your iPhone. You've got to have a good script for property market reviews. Really spend the time to realize what you're going to put in because if you're going 5 minutes, people are like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Get it down to 90 seconds to 2 minutes.
Okay.
And really get the salient points of what you want to say. But also remember, who are you talking to? You can't sort of, it's a bit like a shotgun blast. You can't sort of go everywhere because it'll hit no one.
Mm.
Think about hitting one person. and we'll talk about that in a little while, about when you do a video, really know your demographic, who you're talking to, and have your message really well set.
Tell us a little bit about the agent profiles or agency profiles. It's probably one of the first types of video that an agent or an agency would probably look at doing. I'm guessing there, but it's probably the most widely used form of video when it comes to marketing either an agent or an agency. So what I'll preface that by saying that we see a lot when we're building a website for a business, and they share their agency profiles or agent profiles with us, and it's like they all blend into one. It's like almost all the agents have lined up in the park for a shoot, and they go bang 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 bang, and it's the same time of day, and you can even see the agents in the background that are probably waiting
doing
for their
boxing.
Boxing, yeah, a lot of agents doing boxing in their agent pro. But look, talk to me about that. Where should we start if we're thinking of doing an agent profile that we want to stand out amongst all of those videos of agents boxing in the park and running with their dog? What is the most important thing? If there was one thing that you had to pick out if they're going to do an agent profile, what is it? What
would trust. You have to trust your agent. So the mistake a lot of people have made is making agents into rock stars. I don't want a rock star handling my most valuable asset. I want a guy I can trust. So that's what you need to put into your video. Just be yourself. And that can be really hard because everybody wants to project more than who they are. But savvy people can see through that. So just show me who you are. Sally and I will sit and we'll watch 5 or 6 agent profiles. And we'll say, who do you trust? Do you trust the guy that's doing lots of work out and is punching bags or whatever? Or do you trust the guy that has a smile, has good manners, turns up on time? Because if someone's late, if they haven't rung before and said, I'm going to be late because this is happening, it really makes me angry. You know, like I've got a set day, blah, 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 blah. Mm. So you've got to do things that make you trustworthy. And remember, you know, without getting too spiritual on you, you are a spirit having a human experience. Understand that there is a beginning, a middle, and an end to your life, that we are set in our ways and karma comes into play. So if you screw people over, you will get nailed yourself. Number one thing, trust.
What sets a really good video apart from a really bad one, in your opinion?
Planning. We're doing a guy in Wollongong at the moment. It's high end, and he says, I want to do that. I want to do this. Here are my photographs. I want to do this property at 10, this one at 11, this one at 12:30, this one at 3. I'd like to end on this wall, this green wall. I love that. And we went, yep, we can do that. Absolutely. It's like when we shoot a property video. We want the copy first. Mm-hmm. So we can say, right, they want to shoot all the beautiful Miele appliances in the kitchen. They want to do the 4 bedrooms upstairs first. They want to show the pool. They want to do this, this, and this. So when we get the voiceover guy in, he goes, this property in Ballarat, or wherever we are, Ballarat, I think that one was, and this, 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 and this, and it's all done by the numbers. Mm. It's got to be uniform. It's got to have a little bit of that synchronistic thing where anything can happen, and it's electric, and there's a lot of chemistry, but it's got to be planned. That's why great films are made.
I was going to ask you that. I was going to say, is there a bit of a correlation there between what makes a good movie, blockbuster, from a bad one? And something that we talk to agents all about all the time is this notion of storytelling. And it gets a lot of lip service in the marketing industry. It's storytelling. It's a bit of a buzzword. But how important is that in planning out the story that you're trying to tell in that video, and planning that out with should you do that on your own? Should you look for some help from some outside people? Should you go and get some inspiration from other agents that are doing this sort of thing well? What do you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. Collaboration in film is everything. It's not just a video anymore. We're making films. It takes time. It takes a lot of money. I mean, when an agent comes back and they say, well, look, we don't want this, we don't like that, can you recut it? And we say, okay, well, there's 3 hours And we've got an editor who's $100 an hour or more. So there's an extra $300, and they don't understand. So if you can go in to see the director or the supervising producer, or they come and see us and we say, what do you want? And they say, I want this, this, and this. And we go, yes, tick, tick, tick. Let's start at, 7 o'clock in the morning. We'll get that beautiful sunrise shot. We'll get that beautiful light. Then we'll come inside because the light will be too harsh. And then maybe in the afternoon we'll come back. We'll have two cameras. And they go, oh, two? And I say, yeah, we're doing two cameras. And we're not doing iPhones. We're using top red cameras, which is, as we said before, a great, great type of camera. So, yeah, planning and collaboration. Make sure you tell them what you want, because if you don't know what you want, how the hell is your collaborator going to know?
I think it shows in the end product too, doesn't it?
Yeah. And people are very savvy these days. You know, things have changed in this digital age. The process of making films is not so secretive anymore. People are very transparent. So you've got to have what you want up front. Don't, because time is money. Stop wasting people's time.
On that point, on budgets, and we see a lot of agents who will get a quote for video and that's where they stop and they don't proceed any further.
Really?
Lots of agents who, whether it's a, they might be shooting a property and they might, the owner of the property may say, look, what about aerial footage? What about a drone? And they might get a quote on that, and the vendor may say, look, no, it's a little bit above what we'd be prepared to pay. Mm-hmm. But an agent accepts that and says, okay, fine. And they'll go on and they'll do what the vendor has asked. How important is it for agents to maybe invest some of their time and their money into in the hope or trusting that it's going to get a high price, it's going to get them paid a little bit more at the end of the day or at the end of the sale? What about budgets? What should agents be? What does a video cost? An agent profile? Take us through that.
Okay. So before we go any further, I take the Gucci approach to this. Long after the price is forgotten, the quality remains. So you can get that. You can put, you take your iPhone or you get an inferior product and you try and sell that. And you get no takers and you think, oh, next time maybe I should spend a little bit more money on it and spend a bit more time on it and understand what people want. This has changed. The digital age has made everybody a little bit more savvy. So to answer your question, we tend at Main Collective to go a little bit more high-end. We always use a drone. Always. Mm-hmm. It just adds perspective. It tells people where the property is straight away. If you do a shot in a street of a house, I think, oh, great, well, where am I? Tell the story, as you said. So we have a drone in the sky and we say, right, there's the Harbour Bridge and this is where this property is.
Yeah, sure. And what would that add to there's probably a lot of people listening thinking, well, what does that add to the bill from or an invoice from a videographer?
Yeah.
Typically.
$600 a day.
Okay.
So that's got to be on top of what you're paying. I know that videos are around $1,500 to $2,000. Mm-hmm. Our company is a little bit more expensive than that. We like to think we don't make videos, we make films. But, there are things that we need to set in motion, a good editor, and it takes a long time. It's like a painting, Josh. Mm-hmm. You paint something on a wall, on a canvas, and you think, wow, that is fantastic. And then you walk away and you come back the next day and you go, wow, was I wrong? Mm-hmm. It's the same with an editing process. We may put the master bedroom at the beginning of the video and it doesn't flow. Mm-hmm. You need to get into the flow of everything. So
it comes back to that idea of storytelling. Yeah.
And there is a template that you have to throw that up in the air, throw the chairs in the air and see where they land. Just trust yourself. But yeah, we always, the drone shot comes in, this is where this property is. And then we like to use a jib, which is a handheld camera, and we walk into the property and then you go through the numbers, bedrooms, bathrooms, ensuite, kitchen, gardens, and then back to the wide shot. And then we usually like to do a night with the lights on. Mm-hmm. But you see, it's got to be interesting for us as well. I mean, if you're doing this every single day, it's like, oh, dear. Yeah. But let's do something interesting. Let's spend a bit more money and let's do this, this, and this, Yeah. Because as I said, the buyers and sellers are much more savvy than they used to be. Mm. They've selected you from five or six people in your area if you're selling with them. And if you're buying, well, you want to be able to trust people as well. Yeah. Because if I'm spending $2 million, I don't know about you, but I don't spend it every day.
No, I don't. So, well, I want to pivot and have a chat to you about your course that you mentioned a little bit earlier. And you have an amazing online course that takes agents through a series of, did you say 16?
16 lectures, yeah.
16 lectures on how to present on camera. And congratulations on the launch, by the way. I know how hard you've been working on that.
Thank you.
It should be taught at the REIs as far as I'm concerned. It's something that I think is a bit of a non-negotiable side of the business in real estate. But give us a sneak peek. Where do we start if we're not using video at all? Or how can we dramatically improve the quality of the videos that we're currently doing to get results? Take us through some of the steps.
Okay. Work on yourself. I mean, you're going to be very nervous. Have you warmed up your voice? Most people are speaking like that and they don't understand that you've got to breathe into your entire body. It changes the timbre of your voice. So you sound like an authentic, generous, trustworthy person. Get to know who you are. Do yoga. Do all of those great spiritual Eastern things to get you in line with the message that you're trying to say, which is trust me. Work on your nerves. Work on a great script. Know what you're talking about. Be able to deliver it in a heartbeat. The guys that we're working with, Ben Collier and Adrian Bow and Michael Coombs and all these great agents that are at the top of their game, they're practicing all the time of how to do it properly. And they say, Mock, can I do a class? And sure, you know, I'm going to do a speech next week. Can I come and talk to you about it? Absolutely. You can't just get there on the day and try it. Know what you're talking about. Who are you talking to? People treat people as if they're idiots because that's how they feel about themselves. If you don't feel good about yourself, that's the well that you're springing from. Do you understand what I'm saying? If your well's dirty, that's the story that's going to come out. Clean up your act.
Would you say that if you wake up in the morning and you're not having a great start to the day and you've got a video shoot set up for whether it's an agent profile or even shooting a property where you have to feature in it, and you're not feeling up to scratch, is it worthwhile postponing? Would you say?
Absolutely. This is...
How important is that?
Well, it's your calling card. You know that little business card that you've got, that beautiful thing that says Josh Cobb and Steps, and you're very proud of that, and you hand that to the people. So this is the next thing is your data, your digital data. And if you're handing them that business card and you're not proud of it, they're going to go, well, you're not proud of it, neither am I. Next. Greatness. That's what you're after. We're not after mediocrity. We're after being the best we can possibly be. And it costs you stuff to do that. You know, I was giving this class the other day, if I may, just give an anecdote. And this girl was saying to me, I say, you know, take me through your week. And I say, and she says, oh, you know, I have a drink on Friday night and I'll have two or three drinks on Friday night. And I said, do you do opens on Saturday? And she said, yes. I said, great. So how about you move Friday night to Saturday night for your drinks? It's just little twists like that that make everything work a little bit more. Just open your vision up. You know, great people that I've known for a long time, Johnny McGrath, the guys at Lang & Simmons who I work with, the guys at LJ Hooker, they're major players and they don't get that way by being schmucks. They make great moves. They're very savvy. They read the marketplace. They're up to date. They read the internet and see where the market's moving. They watch where the Reserve Bank is doing, what's going on in our world, and be across all of it so you can make smart moves. Things happen so very quickly these days, and you've got to get in touch with who you are and understand you have the answers before it happens. That's what psychics do. Every human being can do that. They can say, oh, look, they're going to raise interest rates. So what's that going to mean to people that are not being able to afford their mortgages now? That's where we're moving towards.
So with number one, you talked about planning as a pretty important step. Getting yourself right is number two. Number three.
Script. Do we talk about that? The script.
Tell us a little bit more about the importance of writing a script. Where do we start with that sort of thing?
Brain dump.
Take us through it.
Okay. So a brain dump. You write down all the adjectives that describe this property. Light, spacious, airy, convenient to all the amenities. So write down these words: master bedroom, parquet floors, walls, ceiling to floor windows. So you write down all of those things that are important, and the script will come out itself and change it up every single time. Because if you're saying the same thing every time in your videos, people are going to go, oh, this person hasn't put the whole picture together, and it will start to unravel. You've got to be ahead of the game now, because when I'm selling my property, I haven't just talked to you. I've got five people in to do an appraisal, tell me what it's worth, and I've narrowed it down to two or three. And then if I look at all of your videos and they're all the same, you're off the list. I'm looking for the person who's at the cutting edge. In this course, in these 16 lectures, these are the things that we talk about. Another thing, do you know how many people answer a question with It really makes me angry, because you're on the edge of your seat waiting. What do you think my property's worth? And they go, I've gone off the boil and I'm losing interest in you very quickly.
So it's not just about acting or, sorry, it's not just about creating videos. It's about when you're preparing for a video, it's really about the English language in a lot of ways and psychology.
But also what you're going to wear. I mean, if you're going to wear the same suit that you've worn for everything that you've ever done, just be a little bit more special. You watch, you spend a little bit more money. You watch it come back to you. You know, we've taken our video company to the high end, and we're saying, look, we're double what other people charge. Sorry, but look at the results we get. Look at our clients. We did one for Simon Baker Denny a couple of weeks just before Christmas. It sold so quickly because of the video. It is so important now. I don't have to get in my car and go to six open homes. I just lift up my computer, put it on my knee and go boom, 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 boom. This is where the first appointment is. This is the second one. And everybody's going to take your call, especially if you've got $2 million to spend or whatever the price is going to be.
Yeah, I think there's a great saying that we live by that with for ROI, so to get a return on investment, to get the R, you have to give some eye. So I think with, especially with video and look, I love that saying because I think it's true. I think it's true. You know, a lot of the technology that is available now or services such as doing video, a lot, as I said, we see a lot of agents getting to a certain, getting a quote or an invoice and that's where they stop.
Yeah.
So look, I love that philosophy that you're differentiating by adding those other things, but at an elite level.
Well, if you want to do mediocrity, the world is drowning in mediocrity. Why can't you be the best at what you do? So you make you feel good about yourself, and your wife can or your girlfriend can turn around and say, wow, you surpassed yourself this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about growth.
I was asked a question this morning by an agency, quite a well-known agency here in Sydney, and the owner of the business, we were talking about video, funnily enough, this morning. And she asked me the question, and I'd love your thoughts on this. What do we need to consider if we're going to feature in the video ourselves, whether as a voiceover or as a presenter, versus getting an actor or a professional voiceover in? What damage can it do to our brand by getting an actor in? Or is it better to feature in those videos ourselves for our audience to get to know us? What are your thoughts on
mix it up,
two sides?
There is the presenter model, where you get Angela Challis or Sophie Faulkner or one of these fantastic presenters, and they're very good at what they do. But if she keeps coming at you every single time, we've moved away from that a little bit. We're mixing it up. We're going to use those girls in our videos sometimes. But we have a great voiceover artist who people love listening to. So, yeah, mix it up. But also feel it. Ask yourself the questions. You are the most advanced life form on this planet. You have all of the answers inside of yourself. So why go looking everywhere else? Ask yourself, what's the best path for me on this? And if you're in tune with yourself, you get the right answers. And that's what people who are successful do.
I love that. Well, we've spoken about the importance of planning. We've spoken about the importance of getting yourself right and making sure that your breathing and your presentation skills are second to none.
Yep.
We've spoken about scripting. What are maybe another module that you've got in the video course that you might like to share some tips on?
Okay. keep still, smile. You know, what you're trying to do is remember what to say so you look like Dracula's bloodhound, sort of, what am I saying now? And so there's this draining of blood out of your face and you're a surly person. Mm. Smile, bring it up, you know. Talk to one person. As I said, you know, most people think, oh, I'm talking to 5 million people, so I'm going to talk to 5 million people. Well, it's like a shotgun blast, Josh. You don't hit anybody. Talk to one person. Close your eyes, visualize your best friend, and they are the camera. You know, that old one of think about everybody's being naked. I don't get that at all. Just talk to one person and smile to that person, and I'll think you're talking to me. Those are the sorts of things. Breathe. Breathe at the end of a line. Instead of just say your line.
Well, it's pretty hard if they're out boxing, Pete. it's pretty hard to catch your breath.
So let's stay away from the boxing, especially if 5 or 6 agents are doing one at the same time. Who are you? Who are you in the scheme of things? I mean, let's be honest. If you're selling $1 million property and you've got a 2% commission, you're making some good money. You're making some coin. Let's spend it on yourself, do some classes and get savvy with the medium. Mm. Go across and see. You know, there is these great outfits in New York that everybody has borrowed from, Corcoran and Core and all these beautiful top-end agents. So go and have a look and see the music. Mm. I mean, some people spend $35 on giving you a soundtrack for your video. We spend triple that. Mm. Spend the extra money to get the song that you're going to like, that people are going to go, wow, I love watching and listening to this video. Mm. And you're building a brand. So this time, I love your stuff. I'm going to look at you next time. If I don't love your stuff this time, am I going to look at you again? Probably not. And if you screw it up twice, dum-dum, we're done.
Right. No, look, super important. I think, I don't want to give too much away about the course. Mm. I don't want to give too much away about the course that you've put together.
Sure.
So, but before we sign off and maybe tell people where they can get their hands on it, What is one thing that you want agents to take away from our chat today?
What do you want your audience to take away from your presentation? They can look at your video and they can say, okay, well, I didn't like him and I didn't like this. But give them something to take away about you, whether they like you, whether they trust you, whether they're going to stop the video at the end and say, oh, there's his phone number. I'm going to write that down. Because you know how many times people look at stuff and they ring up and they get a quote that don't go through with it.
Right.
Give them something to take away that they can think about, an image, a line, some music. Give them something that's going to play in their head that they go, Sally, I saw something today that I want to talk to you about tonight over dinner. That's what I think people should be doing, mate. Make a difference. Don't be mediocre. Look what the world is at the moment. I mean, strive to be the best. Don't go for average.
Love it. Love it. Well, Pete, I think we've only really scratch the surface on some of these things. And
but really a real pleasure to talk to you today, Josh.
Oh, likewise. No, look, the feeling is always mutual. I can't thank you enough for taking some time, especially for having me in your beautiful home here in Sydney. How can people get in touch with you or find out a little bit more about your amazing course?
It's all at petermochrie.com. Peter, MOCHRIE.com. Everything is there. You'll see the course. You'll see the one-on-ones that we do, the classes that I run. Please take the leap. Spend a bit of money, get better than you are today, so tomorrow you can make some more money.
Pete, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I can't thank you enough for your time, knowledge, and wisdom. And until next time, appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Pros Podcast. If you'd like to go deeper with your marketing this year, visit digitalmarketingessentials.com.au. to learn about our popular upcoming workshops. And until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Thanks for tuning in.